In addition to observation, reviewing documentation and history is another part of the process. You can read current and historical documentation and assessments. Think of all the information you have on a person. Looking at it with a person-centered perspective can help you get insight into the person's actions. After conducting the observation and reviewing documentation and assessments, you should be able to clearly identify what the target behavior is. What is Spencer's target behavior, which is an observable behavior identified in his plan as the object of effort intended to reduce or eliminate the behavior? For Spencer, his target behavior is hitting and kicking others. This is the behavior that resulted in the 4EUMR and resulting in his positive support transition plan. You need to objectively write out what the target behavior looks like so that any staff or support team member working with the person will know specifically what the target behavior is.